Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you haven't heard this theme song, shame on you.
Shame on you is right, Bone.
Because it's the song of the summer.
It's a bop.
Wanna bet every day, 12 on Jason's
most days at 12.
Most, okay.
Tomorrow will be 10 a.m.
Most
almost
days at 12.
At noon.
But you can catch him whenever because it's on YouTube, it's on Twitter.
Yep.
Subscribe.
Wanna bet with us?
Do all of that. But let's start with your best bets for today, Beltway Ben.
Yeah, I'll go with three here. I'll do my first, second, and third down. But I like SGA 28-plus points and the Thunder on the money line at minus 140. SGA's got 28-plus points in 9 of his last 11 games, 30-plus points coming off of 4 of their 5 playoff losses this year, and they haven't lost 2 games in a row in the playoffs. They did it once during the regular season when they were at full health. They lost 2 in a row. Like I said, they haven't lost 2 in a row in the playoffs. This is a must-win game. SGA shown glimpses in that last game, and everybody was talking about the way he was defended, I understand, but like 9 points in that third quarter, he showed he could do it, just looked kind of disinterested in the fourth. So I like him to have a comeback game tonight, and I think the better team in the series, which again, I've been wrong about, but I think the Thunder win tonight. The next play is Hartenstein over 5.5 points at minus 136. I don't really understand Dagnall's usage of Hartenstein. I think he should be playing more. Doesn't really make sense to me, but 18 minutes, 22 minutes, and 17 minutes played in this series. He has to be on the court more. But he is over this number in 15 of 19 playoff games. He looked a bit more aggressive last game, attacking towards the basket a little bit more. We know how dangerous his floater is. And it's only 6 points. It's a risk play with their lack of usage with him. But it's 6 points is all we need. I'm going to take it. And then the last plays in the MLB. Mookie Betts over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Minus 130. He's 10 for 29 with 2 homers in his career against Logan Webb. He's slashing 270, 343, and 410 against right-handed pitching this season. 459 slugging at home compared to 382 on the road. So a lot of his power is coming at home. And where he hits in the lineup, it's hard not to like it, right? You hit after Shohei, who's getting on base a ton, and then right before Freddie Freeman and Will Smith, who drive the ball like crazy. So, and this is another thing. Logan Webb is pitching tonight. We know how good of a starter he is, but if you look at what he did at Dodger Stadium last year, 9.35 ERA on the road against the Dodgers in 2 starts. So
no bueno.
I think Mookie will get him tonight for 1.5 at minus 130.
Most of the stuff that I like the most today is centered on the basketball game. And these things move, and they always move. It's part of the reason why if you are going to be spending any decent amount of your discretionary income, and please don't spend too much on sports wagering, then you want to watch this show early in the week. Like, I love the over at 225.5. It's now at 227 and rising. Now, you could pay money, and I would advise you to. If you want to go over, I would pay the extra 50 cents and take it back down to 225 where it started. And even the first half over is now up to 115. It was at one. It opened at 114. My favorite play right now might be pay the $150 and go over 112.5 in the first half of the basketball game tonight. Game three, the first half number was 112. And that was before we saw Halliburton that, oh, no, he's really not hurt. And guess what? Carlisle did unlock Halliburton. So the days of the Pacers scoring 40 points in the first half like they did in OKC are over. Then you factor in the superior pace at which the Pacers play at home versus road. Okay, does OKC like to run? Yes. So we got that going for us. How's OKC's defense in the first half on the road? We now have an 8-game sample size. It sucks. They allow 60 points in the first half in the playoffs on the road. How do they score in the first half? Well, they've scored pretty good in the first half in this series, 60, 59, and 57. Why am I taking it down from the 114? Just because I'm a little bit conservative and we're trying to drill down on things where we think you are going to get return on investment and minimize the risk. So that extra possession or half a possession, to me, matters if somebody gets hurt. If OKC keeps turning the ball over like crazy, which I don't anticipate, but it did happen in the last game. But the Pacers at home in the first half have the exact same advanced offensive net rating as OKC in the first half at home. And we know how much the lines have been inflated in OKC's favor in the first half when they're at home. I also, for many of those same reasons, will, instead of just taking the four that Indiana's getting in the first half, give me +5.5 at -150. And why am I doing that? Well, I just told you, OKC's giving up 60. It's not out of question that at home, Indiana scores 60. Do I think they're going to score 60 points in the first half in 24 minutes and still lose by two possessions in 24 minutes? I have a hard time seeing that. I have a hard time seeing Halliburton regress. I have a hard time seeing OKC only take 78 shots like they did in the last game. So that's sort of like where I am on those games. Ideally, and I do like the under 4.5 first five money line Brewers and Cardinals tonight.
I brought this up to both of you guys in a break yesterday, and I'm sure maybe you guys brought this up on Wanna Bet, where you can check it out every single day. YouTube, Twitter. Thunder to win the series, still -250.
It's crazy.
And my cousin, we were watching it after volleyball, that in the O's game the other day, and I was telling him, I was like, they're going to be favored. Still after this game, I was thinking it was going to be more like -150 or so, and then I texted my cousin, and of course, he bet Pacers +200, seeing value with them being up 2-1. Would you advise anyone to bet in those directions? Or,
I mean, if you're on the Pacers, I mean, again, what was it? It was like +675 before the series started, or something ridiculous.
Thunder -700.
-750.
One of the biggest favorites.
So that would have obviously been the best time. If you think this is replicable, there's no better time than now, because at some point Vegas will adjust. I mean, I definitely think the Pacers can win this series. I mean, I think the Pacers can absolutely win this series.
I think it goes 7 at least, right?
Well, personally, I think tonight is the win or lose the series. I think if it's 2-2 heading back to OKC, the Thunder are in a good spot because they'll have two at home. I don't think they're letting it slip at home again, or letting one slip away at home again. But, I'm stubborn, and I just stayed away from the Pacers like all playoff, just like I'm not buying it. I will be honest. Now I'm looking at them like, all right, I was wrong. This team is legit, and they have a chance. But I still think the Thunder win. I think, like I said, I think the series is decided tonight. OKC plays the way I think they do tonight and win. I think they will go on to win the series. But like you said, 7 is probably the most expected outcome here. And I do think, because OKC is home, we know that college environment, I think they win then.
We're going to get more into the NBA Finals. Bottom of the hour, Mo Hamilton covers the NBA for USA Today. We'll preview Game 4 with Moak. But coming up next, Necessary Roughness. Is this it for Charlie Morton? If he gets shelled again tonight, is that the last start we see for him in an Orioles uniform? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hits it the other way and bounces it through the open gate. A base hit into right field. Laureano's got a good arm. They're going to test him with Butler, who beats the play at the plate. And just like that, we're tied 1-1.
Hit.
And he lines it to straightaway center field. It'll bounce in front of Hauser. Wilson played it to the turf. Hill motor forward, station to station for everybody on the RBI base hit from Willie McIver. He's got his second RBI in the major leagues. And he puts the Athletics on top here in the first.
Ben Wagner on the call courtesy of Masson, and that was in Charlie Morton's last start in Sacktown. And we know that things were horrible for Charlie Morton to start his career in Baltimore, and then he got moved to the bullpen and things were still really, really bad. But then it seemed like, okay, maybe he was turning the corner a bit, and he got back in the starting rotation. Had back-to-back quality starts against the Cardinals and White Sox, and then a five-game stretch, hit a 1.64 ERA. Then the Sacktown start happened, which we just heard. He went 2 1/3, gave up 6 hits, 4 earned, 4 walks. That's the biggest thing, yeah, because the walks eluded him in that good stretch, but they were back in a horrible way in Sacktown. How important is tonight's start?
I mean, this would be it for me. I mean, we're in the middle of June almost. Like, enough's enough at a certain point. This organization, even when they were in the thrust of the rebuild, would not embrace looking at kids when all circumstances were pointing, it's time to look at kids. Like, we can go back and document how many guys got opportunities and lost seasons to DH instead of Kyle Stowers, or then instead of Heston Kerstad, or even Colton Cowser. Like, the season is over from a competitive standpoint and has been since you fired your manager. This guy is 42 years old and he has absolutely stunk about 75% of the time. Where he has looked most comfortable is being a bulk reliever. And right now, it looks to me like Bluett is that guy who you've been able to claim off waivers multiple times. If you're dead set on getting blood from a stone and exerting some money out of this cat by keeping him here, then he needs to be in that role. But like, if this doesn't happen tonight, if this is how they've mostly been, it's time to give Chase McDermott right now, with the pressure off, lose tonight, you're 14 games below 500. I would start giving him a run now before the trade deadline. I would give him a, hey, son, we want to have you in our rotation the rest of the year. Let's see what you can do. You don't have to worry about being yo-yoed. We're not going to mess with you like we mess with DL Hall. Like, we're not going to have you living and breathing and dying on every pit. Like, that old man is in the bullpen and will eventually be DFA'd if he can't get it done there. And we want you, we're going to give you the opportunity to pitch every 5 days this summer.
I think it needs to happen, because what we've seen from Chase McDermott so far, his major league career, it has been the DL Hall, where he made that weird spot start last year in Miami. They brought him up, remember, as the 27th man during a doubleheader. They haven't been fair shakes for Chase McDermott yet to give him that runway. And I'm with you, Jason, where, look, if you don't want to DFA Morton because of all the money that's still left on the contract the rest of the season, okay, put him back in the bulk reliever role. But this has got to be it.
And let me make this clear, and I've been clear about this forever. I've seen a lot of Chase McDermott. It's a live arm. I like it. I didn't ever think he's going to be a starting pitcher in the major leagues. And maybe he won't. Maybe I'm right and he won't. But he needs to be afforded an opportunity to prove that before we know going into next year, yeah, it's a bullpen arm. And we think it's a legit bullpen arm, and he might be the kind of guy who could get you the seventh and the eighth when it's really working. But like, we know they'll never give up on somebody's, you know, status, trade-wise or otherwise, right? They were 2 weeks ago, they were still trying to pretend Kobe Mayo was a third baseman and Heston Kerstad was a left fielder. So, like, they don't want to embrace he's just a reliever until they have to. And to some degree, I understand that. So now is the time. Like, the only way you're going to find out is up here. It's really a two-pitch mix. I think it's going to be, hopefully, an elite late-inning arm. But, like, if you don't take advantage, like, the baseball gods have sent your season a certain way, to use their parlance, to speak to them in a way that I guess they would understand. So are you going to embrace it for what it is and use it to your long-term advantage, both with what you do at the trade deadline and how you start to look at your own 40-man roster up here now? Or are you going to continue to fool yourself and try to fool your billionaire overlord about what's really going on here?
Well, let me ask you this, though. Even if they were to move Morton to the pen, if he had a poor start again today, are you convinced it would be McDermott and
no,
not Trevor Rogers?
I'm not. But that's why I'm telling you
what
a real organization would do under these circumstances.
I'm with you. And just thinking out loud, I think Rogers would be the next guy.
I think he probably would be. And look, I know how that's going to go, but that's fine. If they need to get that out of the way before they get to McDermott, then start getting that out of the way.
For sure. Orioles, Angels, game one of a three-game series tonight, 7:05, Camden Yards. It is an Apple TV game, everybody, so plan your night accordingly. At 3:45, Orioles, they announced more renovations to Camden Yards to come this upcoming offseason. And that means moving the press box, where Jason likes to joke with Sashi about the black lung, really the black wing at M&T Bank Stadium. Well, Camden Yards is going to have their own one. Press box is getting moved because of it. But coming up next, it is Moak Hamilton, covers the NBA for USA Today. And I'll ask Moak the same question I asked Jason and Ben. Vegas still has the Thunders. It's heavy favorites in the NBA Finals. Is he as confident as Vegas? He'll let you know next on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
NBA Finals resumes tonight. Game 4, Pacers host the Thunder, and the Thunder were one of the biggest favorites in NBA Finals history, and the series has not gone according to plan thus far, as the Pacers lead 2-1, and joining us now to preview tonight's game and the rest of the series, our guy Moak Hamilton. And Moak, Vegas still has the Thunder as strong favorites at minus 250, despite being down 2-1 in this series. Are you as confident as Vegas that OKC is going to come back and win it?
I'll say no. I'm going to go no on that. Now, you're asking me right now if I still favor the Thunder. I do. But I don't know if I still favor them to the tune of a minus 250. I think the winner of tonight's game ultimately pulls this series out. I mean, for the Pacers, that's not really going out on a limb. We've actually seen this now a few times from them, getting out to a fast start, stealing game one, going up 3-1. You know, it's a tough hill for many teams to climb, and in NBA history, as I think we all know, only one team has successfully come back from a 3-1 deficit in the finals. So, I think it's all on the line for the Thunder tonight, and I expect that Isaiah Hartenstein will get some more minutes. I think that they need his toughness and they need his passing and playmaking ability. And I expect that Mark Daniel and his staff realize that. So I expect to see some adjustments from Oklahoma City tonight. And I think we go back to OKC for game 5 tied up 2-2.
Well, we certainly saw some adjustments from the Pacers and Rick Carlisle going into game 3. And that was a very different version of Tyrese Halliburton than we'd seen in the two games in OKC. I'm not sure he's going to get 50 points from his bench again. I don't think one of them is going to go for 27 or 30 again. But do you think that they've unlocked Halliburton now and figured some things out there?
I think a little bit. I think one of the things that Rick Carlisle has done exceptionally well is always kind of be one step ahead on the offensive end. So we saw the Knicks, we saw this in the Knicks series, with targeting Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns, and then always hunting for the more favorable matchup. And the thing about Halliburton is that he's such a great playmaker. He has such great vision. He's able to, you know, execute the jump pass to perfection, which has always been a no-no for as long as I've known basketball. Mm. But the thing about him that I think is underreported is just how well he sees the court. He's very shifty, very nimble on his feet, very quick, rangy, so he can see over opposing point guards and defenses. So Halliburton has shown me more than anything else that he really just needs one step. He's such a great shooter, and he's such a great decision maker with the ball that he just needs one step to compromise your entire defense. And the other thing that Indiana really has going for them is they have a good five or six guys on that team that can shoot and can score efficiently. So it doesn't have to be the same guy every night. And that's kind of what's helped catapult them to being in this predicament that they're in right now. So I think they've hidden themselves from us for a good portion of the season. But at this point, we're seeing a very deep, very disciplined team that knows how to take advantage of its greatest asset in Tyrese Halliburton, as well as the weaknesses in the opposition's defense. So you got to credit Rick Carlisle for that.
We're speaking to Moak Hamilton. It's Inside Access on the Fan. And Moak, SGA held to 24 points at 6 turnovers in Game 3. 6 first quarter points, only 1 bucket in the fourth quarter. Did you see anything differently with how the Pacers guarded him, or was it just a little bit of an off night?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. You know, I know that SGA got off to a bit of a slow start in game whatever game that was. That was
3.
It's been a long playoff run, you know. But he got off to a bit of a slow start in game 3. But I overall liked how OKC looked. They looked very spirited. I thought they looked energetic. They had a lead for a good, you know, good portion of that first half, and I thought that they looked comfortable. I think they got a little tight in the second half. And for SGA, you know, as much as I think Rick Carlisle did a great job of putting different defenders on him, guarding him differently, mixing it up a bit, I think he missed a lot of chippies, man. I think he missed a lot of shots that he has shown over the course of the team that he's capable of making. And if you're not getting efficiency from him, and if Jalen Williams is not going to be there to give you a very efficient Robin-esque performance, then the Thunder are beatable, and we've seen that. So I think for them, I feel like I did see a little bit of shock. I did see a little bit of deer in the headlights, and I'm hoping for the Thunder's sake that they can get that under control and they can be the team that we've seen over the course of this entire season in game 4. And again, keep the finals competitive, because if they go down 3-1, I really don't like their chances of coming away with this thing.
Well, Moak, I'm with you. I think we see MVP SGA tonight. And I preface this by saying I realize how young he is, and I know he missed a lot of time this year, and that obviously is a key factor. He hasn't played that much pro ball. But Chet Holmgren has such a Jekyll and Hyde. He starts these games like a house of fire. He feels comfortable in his shot. You see him hit a wing 3 or 2 early in these games. You look at the first quarter. Sometimes they've scored 28 points, and he's got 11 or 14 of them. And then in the second half, it's like, okay, he gets an occasional rebound, but like, what happened? He seems to like be so hot or cold. I kind of feel like that might be the missing thing here. Like if he can be A game or at least B game Chet Holmgren for the better part of 30 minutes, then I feel like this is their series like we thought all along. But without that, I do wonder a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good point. And, you know, as far as Chet's concerned, I think that a lot of that is really just about age and experience, you know, and especially being in the NBA Finals. I think it's tough to ask, you know, a 20, 22, 23-year-old guy to go out there and give you 40 awesome minutes. Yeah. Like, only the greats are able to do that kind of thing and string together that kind of performance. And I think that's what separates, you know, the MVPs from the other guys that are just pretty good. So what I do think for the Thunder is, and it, just like the Pacers, you know, look, you look at the Pacers, I mean, I think that Pascal Siakam has probably been their most consistent force over the course of the entirety of the playoffs. No surprise there, the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. But what I think Indy has shown us is that you can't really be so top heavy and relying on just two or three guys. You need like a good five or six guys. You know, one day it's Benedict Mathurin for the Thunder. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe one day it is a Hartenstein. Maybe one day it is a Lou Dort. Maybe it's an Isaiah Joe that can come out and give you five threes, or not even five, maybe three threes in an important stretch. Maybe it's an Alex Caruso. But for the Thunder, they definitely just need guys to step up. They need a third guy, and it can be Chet Holmgren. But even if it's not, as long as he gives them capable defense and he is able to be a plus contributor on both sides, you know, get a couple of offensive rebounds, give you some bit of an interior presence, that'll go a long way for the Thunder. So they got to find something, and I think they do. Mainly because over the course of the entirety of the regular season and the postseason, you know, we have seen them face some adversity. They were in the situation against the Nuggets, right? So I wouldn't count them out just yet, but they definitely need to step up, and they need to show that these NBA finals are not too big for them.
Moke, let's end outside the NBA finals. And we asked you last week about the Knicks firing Tibbs, and you would have thought that they had a plan outside of just trying to interview every head coach that already has a job in the association. What the heck is happening with the Knicks coaching search?
Well, the first thing that I will say, Leon, you got my number. I am available, all right? So, you know, you only have to get permission from my wife for the interview, but I'm pretty sure she'll say okay. I'd add a lot of zeros to my paycheck. That said, you know, for the Knicks, I do think that the reports of them asking to speak to these coaches coming out, it does make them look a little silly. It does make it look like they don't have a plan, but I'm not sure that that is actually the truth, right? So before the Knicks hired Tibbs, they did something very similar. They interviewed as many guys as they could, and they ended up going with the guy that many thought was the heir apparent anyway. As far as I'm concerned, I think Mike Malone makes so much sense for the Knicks. I think he's an obvious choice, in my opinion. But without getting too deep into that and the reasons why, I will say that the Knicks happen to have the only coaching vacancy in the NBA. So what is the rush for them to go out and find the guy? Even if it's Mike Malone, even if they know who it is that they want, there's really no pressure or any rush on them to go out and make the hire. So I don't really have a problem with them doing their due diligence and kicking tires and seeing which coaches out there might be available. But I do agree, it shouldn't even say available, be available for poaching, right? If you have a guy that's in a situation where he and his front office decide they want to go separate ways. My issue with it is that they shouldn't let the news come out, because it does make them look silly publicly, especially because the public doesn't really need any reason to ridicule the Knicks. You know what I mean? Like, it's always like, you know, the butt of the joke. But they should do it back channel. They should do it through the agents. They shouldn't let it be known that they're going to the team and being told no, because it does make them look a little silly. But again, I would just say they have the only vacancy in the NBA. There's really no rush for them to fill the slot. It's not like they're the Nuggets, right, who are about to begin a postseason run. You know what I mean? So I think we need to see how the story ends before we can call them idiots and say that, you know, they've made a great mistake in letting Tibbs go.
They also may want to talk to some assistants from teams that are still playing the game. Therefore, that's not probably going to be granted right now, right? That's like, right. I think they would rather, hey, could you wait a week till the series is over before you want to talk to our guys? Yeah.
Exactly. A very prudent approach. And again, I would remind everybody, this is very, very similar to what they did before they ended up hiring Tom Thibodeau. Mm-hmm. And as soon as Leon Rose came into the job, the first assumption was that Tibbs would be the guy. So, you know, not really a sharp departure from what Leon Rose did the last time he was actually in this situation.
He's our guy, Moke Hamilton. A critical game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight, 8:30 tip in Indiana. Moke, thanks as always, man.
My pleasure. You guys take care.
Thank you.
You got it. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Bounce Back, Fall Back, Jason versus Ben. At 4:30, Jerry Coleman's going to be joining us. And you know what Jerry's probably really upset about, Jason? The press box at Camden Yards, which was a fantastic view.
Yes.
is going to be moved for the 2026 season. Some luxury suites.
R.I.P. Well, they just named it after Henny a few years ago. Huh? I guess the new one that they moved will still be named
still
after.
Named after Henny. We'll get into it next on The Fan. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Maryland Stadium Authority approved plans for upgrades at Camden Yards, which include new center field video board. It's a lot bigger, 4K, right field wall display, club level ribbon boards, and a unified control room, and of course, the new sound system. Well, what was it, yesterday, a couple days ago, the Orioles showed off some new renderings of a new premium club offering a first-of-its-kind experience at Oriole Park. Opening in 2026, this exclusive space will feature unparalleled amenities and views, providing fans with an extraordinary ballpark experience. And that is where the press box currently is. So the press box is going to be moved in 2026, much like it was moved at M&T Bank Stadium last year.
I guess part of this is just modern professional sports. Certainly part of it is keeping up with the Joneses. And, you know, the Ravens got their lease deal done first, and the Ravens were able to start getting their hands on our tax money first, and they're a little further along. And then obviously you had, even after the lease was done, an exchanging of hands of the franchise with the baseball team that obviously you know, probably set things back a little bit. But I guess it's somewhat inevitable. I don't know. I'm skewed, I guess, because I'm in the media. I remember, you know, being at the first game at Camden Yards. I know what the stadium looked like in its purest sense, and I spent many, many a night in that press box. And so it is a little sad for me to see that change. I wonder how many people this really benefits. How many regular people are going to be spending any time in there whatsoever? How much are you going to have to spend to get a membership to it? Like, I mean, there's...
It doesn't, but to be fair, Jason, you said it. It's keeping up with the Joneses. All of these new stadiums have these type of things where it's just, I can't afford... Most people can't afford these type of luxuries. And you see it with the Ravens where they got the Black Wing.
They display some lower bowl season ticket holders.
Exactly. To get field clubs and things of that nature. And more of that are coming this year. I know they are doing some renovations to the upper deck next off season for more of the everyday folk. And I'm sure the Orioles are going to do some more things for the everyday folk. But a lot of this is just to increase the profit. I mean, we're not dumb. That's what this is.
I do say, though, like, I would love to see, and maybe the paperwork doesn't exist and maybe they don't track it that way, but the $600 million, exactly how much of that goes into things that benefit everyone, like a bigger scoreboard. And I mean, by everyone there who goes to the games. Look, a lot of people can't afford to go to the games, period. And a lot of people would say, why the hell isn't that $600 million going into the education system around here? To which I would say, you've got a great point. But of the $600 million that's going into that stadium, how much it goes into the innards of the IT, better Wi-Fi that would benefit anybody there?
And that is
better
coming with
sound
the
system. You know what I mean? Like, some of that stuff they were going to have to do with or without the $600 million. And how much of it really goes to fund and create these over-the-top amenities that are only going to benefit such a small fraction of people who go there with any regularity?
Well, you can think of the Ravens, and we don't know all of the plans for the Orioles, of course. I know the Ravens, they did that Miller Lite, the beer garden thing, which everyone can use, of course, and they're building the team stores and things like that. The upper deck is coming, but yeah, it's a lot of the suites. I mean, that's the bulk of the money thus far, are the suites and the field seats and those type of things. Yes, there's some things that benefit everybody that's going to a game, but a lot of it is kind of towards...
And then how much is going to go to the payroll? And people want to talk about the money they spent. They spent money for 1 year. That's not real money. In a sport that has some of the greatest guaranteed contracts on the planet, they gave 1 year option deals to a couple of ball players, and then the rest went up because arbitration, because that's how the system works. And I did misspeak earlier in the show. I said that the owner sold a ski chalet in Colorado for $19 million. It was $17.5
million. That's Tyler O'Neill money.
$17.5 million. That was in late April. But, you know, fear not, because the Martha's Vineyard spot, I'm told, is just absolutely to die for. The D.C. mansion is still intact. They've got, the Maryland home's good to go, and the NYC getaway. All that's still part of the portfolio. So there's still plenty of places for the owner when he's not throwing hats at people to enjoy. But yeah, like, we bought the Magna Carta. We go to Davos, Switzerland, and complain about the salary cap that doesn't exist and probably never will exist. We haven't put any real money and any real contracts into this team. We talked about the GM like he was Branch Rickey or like he was Abner Doubleday and invented baseball. We haven't heard from him since times got tough. But he did some land he bought for about $5 million. He did flip it for $17.5 million a couple weeks back. So, you know, he's got that going for him.
Coming up at 4:15, Grayson Rodriguez met with the media, provided a lot of updates on his injury. When could we see Grayson Rodriguez? We'll hear some sound at 4:15. But coming up next, it is bounce back, fall back. Who won earlier in the week? Who's going to win this weekend? Jason or Ben? That's next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.